This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. The House voted on two education-related bills Tuesday, one that would give the West Virginia Schools for the Deaf and Blind access to funding from the School Building Authority, and another aimed at giving higher education institutions more control over their own affairs. Liz McCormick has more.
The West Virginia Schools for the Deaf and Blind, located in the Eastern Panhandle, have been around since 1870, starting out with just 30 students. Over the years, enrollment increased and the campus grew to 79 acres with 16 major buildings. The Schools for the Deaf and Blind have since fallen into disrepair, though. Administrators at the schools say it would take roughly $1.5 million to take care of current construction and renovation needs. Unable to raise their own funds through bonds or levies to help pay for construction, repairs, or building upgrades like a county school system, the schools sought help from lawmakers. Those efforts during the past few years, though, have been unsuccessful. But members in the House are trying once again to help the schools find funding through House Bill 2123. Delegate Eric Nelson of Kanawha County is the House Finance Chairman.
We had this bill the last 2 years. It passed out of this body unanimously. What this does is just allow the school and the deaf and the blind who reach out to needy children throughout this whole state to compete for some of the funds in the SBA or the School Building Authority that they issue annually to fund major improvements. I urge passage.
The first year, the bill was vetoed by then-Governor Earl Ray Tomlin, and last year, it was held up in the Senate's Finance Committee. It passed out of the House unanimously on Tuesday. Delegate Ruth Rowan, a Republican from Hampshire County, is the lead sponsor of the bill. She says the battle has been worth it.
Because I know these children, and I know how much they need this. So they're worth fighting for.
House Bill 2542 was also taken up in the chamber. Its overall goal is to give West Virginia University, Marshall University, and the West Virginia School of Osteopathic Medicine more flexibility in staffing and setting pay scales. Smaller universities and colleges in the state would have to notify the Higher Education Policy Commission of their intent to do the same. The bill takes out the requirement that institutions have a recall list, essentially a list of laid-off workers who, if their jobs would become available, would receive a call asking if they want their job back. The recall list becomes optional under the legislation. Several Democrats argued the bill would open the door to age discrimination. House Education Chair Paul Espinosa countered that employees would still have the protection from the Federal Civil Rights Act, Age and Discrimination in Employment Act, and Americans with Disabilities Act. House Bill 2542 passed 61-38 and moves across the rotunda to the Senate. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick at the State House.
Secretary of State Mack Warner made headlines in January when more than a dozen employees of the office were let go and threatened to sue for wrongful termination. Warner has defended that decision and his actions to hire 22 people in their wake. Warner spoke with Ashton Mara on the legislature today about changes he's making in the office.
We needed to move the office in a new direction. The campaign had showed that there was quite a bit of dissatisfaction out there, especially among the county clerks, and that's the main constituent that you have as the Secretary of State in the elections process. So if there's a broken down system there, you've got to make some changes. So the people that we brought in are the people with experience to move in the direction that the voters wanted us to move, that I wanted to move. And some of those numbers are, there's some particulars there about some people moving on or retiring and those sorts of things. So I don't want to get locked into those numbers. But we have brought on a new team to include field representatives, and those field representatives are going to be working with the county clerks, are going to be working with businesses. The key is we're all doing it within the same budget. We haven't increased the budget one bit. So we're actually doing more with the same amount of people.
And that was something that the Senate Finance Committee asked you about, letting go 16 employees and bringing on 22 new ones, which includes those field reps who
correct.
Are out working working with the county clerks directly, correct?
Correct. And what happened is some of the people that we brought on, even though they have quite a bit of experience, they actually came on at lower salaries than the other team that was in there before. And that freed up money that allowed us to then bring on these field reps, still working within the same budget.
So the field reps are something new, a new change you've made to the Office of Secretary of State. What other changes are you looking at making in these first, 40 days you've been in office or so?
We're moving at the speed of business. The focus on all government needs to be creating jobs, building the economy, building the tax base. And you do that by reaching out to the business community and moving at the speed that they are moving. So a couple examples. One, We've increased our business hours. We're open now at 7:30 in the morning. We had a former delegate, Larry Williams, opening up a new business. He came into our office, had signed up, and was walking out the door at 7:50 so he could get on to what he was doing during the normal business hours. We're staying open until 5 or even later if there's still people in the office using our services. Another example is the expediting the business licensing procedure. So if somebody has a house or a business closing and they need that form done this week to meet the banks and everybody's closing agenda or schedule, they could come in and ask for an expedited service. They would pay an additional fee for that service to move theirs to the front of the line. But we're asking the legislature to grant that. So these are being well received. I'm hopeful that legislation will get passed.
Now, the Secretary of State's office, of course, also handles the voter rolls and voter registration and the administering of elections. The legislature right now is looking at a rule that came as a compromise out of a voter ID bill last year to create automatic voter registration. Now, the legislature has been told by the DMV that they're worried about the cost of the program and also being able to administer it by January 1st, 2018, and are asking for more time. Have the county clerks also come to you with concerns?
The county clerks have, and the issue here is our office is either for it or neutral in this. We are ready to implement when the legislature tells us to implement, but the two key components of this are the DMV, which is where the people will be signing up for the automatic voter registration, but there involves a hardware and a software component of that, and even more importantly is the training of the DMV personnel to capture that information correctly, because right now there are problems with the registration process because some of the proper information that the clerks need isn't getting transmitted to them. A couple examples, one person signed their name with XOXOXO. Well, mm-hmm. County clerk doesn't want to use that as a proper signature for a voter registration. So these are the type examples that the clerks are bringing to me and saying, we've got to fix this on the front end before this becomes the clerk's problem. Those people leave DMV thinking they've registered to vote, then they show up at a precinct to vote. And if they've used a nail salon or a rural route, not a 911 address, they haven't been properly entered into the precinct booked. And so there's confusion. That comes back on the clerks. The clerks simply want it done correctly the first time.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.